I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In its 20 years now of exhibitions, Site Santa Fe has not only showcased widely known established artists, but has also helped launch the careers of hundreds of emerging artists from around the world. Recently, the nonprofit Contemporary Art Center has started taking under its wing young artists close to home, college and graduate level students here in New Mexico. Joanne Lafrac is Site Santa Fe's Director of Education and Outreach. Joanne, the newest members of the Site Scholars Program will be welcomed in an event on March 27th. Who were you looking for?
We're looking for high-achieving students in the arts in colleges and universities in northern New Mexico. And I don't actually do the looking. What I do is I check in with all the chairs of the art departments at all of the schools in northern New Mexico, and the chairs of the art departments nominate who they perceive to be their highest-achieving students. It's ones that are meant to take advantage of the opportunities that we offer them at Site Santa Fe, a way to transition from being a student to a professional artist. And so the chairs of the art departments determine who they think is best suited for those opportunities.
And are you looking for a wide range of disciplines?
That ends up happening anyway. And again, it's up to the schools in terms of who they think might fit best for the program. You know, the visual arts is Site's focus, but at the same time, we get a fashion design students and people who are really interested in creative writing, and we end up with a huge range. You know, Highlands University has a focus on digital arts, and so we get a lot of videographers from there. So again, we end up with a range, even though our focus is visual arts.
I have one question about that selection process. Why students? Why not just young people who are not affiliated with an arts program in a college or a graduate school?
That's a good question. You know, we love at Site connecting with young people in general. But for this particular program, our board of directors underwent a strategic plan. And the desire was to have more college and graduate level students connecting with Site. And before we did the strategic plan, we really didn't have that many. Everybody's kind of just on campus doing their own thing. And so we wanted to try and break that bubble of campus life and bring people into the community a little bit more. And then another benefit of the program is they get to meet other high-achieving young artists from schools in their region that they would not have necessarily met otherwise if they weren't participating in the program. And so it's kind of nice to break that up a little bit and have students across schools connect with each other and then connect with the community too.
Right. What was the impulse, Joanne, behind creating this program?
When the board of directors did the strategic plan, I started researching what museums across the country do for that demographic. And most
college
and graduate level students. And most museums do programs that are similar to internship programs. And Site has an internship program, but I wanted to create a model that was more generous to the students rather than like you can work for free at the museum, which of course provides valuable working experience. But I wanted to find a way that we can engage that level of student significantly more. And the only program that I found that I was inspired by was the Whitney Independent Study Program, where they give studio spaces and networking opportunities to young artists. And so I liked that model of generosity and I wanted to emulate that here in Santa Fe. And so what we ended up doing was looking at what resources we had and what we could give to that population. And so in addition to, you know, shows and networking opportunities, we also give them a high-level membership to Site. So they can attend things that typically are restricted to that demographic because of economics. Most students don't have a lot of money to be able to go to galas and high-level events, but it's important for them to be able to connect with the museum in that way. What that membership card does is it allows them to get into most museums in the country for free. And wow. So when they travel, they have the opportunity to expand their education as well, because it's important to just spend time looking and experiencing when it comes to being an artist. And so we wanted to provide that to those students as well.
Give us an idea, Joanne, of what within a week or two period this coming year, the new scholars will be engaged in. via the site program.
Well, we have our inauguration on March 27th, and that's a big event where we do pomp and circumstance. We call them up on stage. Their families and the community are there. Hundreds of people show up, and we really, you know, take the space to honor them. But typically what they'll do is they'll have an opportunity to meet artists who are coming to site to do their exhibition, and the artists will take some time to meet with the young students and give them advice. Same thing when we have curators and critics and people that come in, we make sure to carve space aside for the site scholars to be able to engage with them. We also give them opportunities to have exhibitions. So they meet with the dealers, they go to the space, they put up together a proposal, they work with me in the press release and the marketing. So all of the things that you need to learn in terms of presenting yourself professionally are part of the regular experiences during the program.
So it's a mix of artistic as well as practical experience.
Exactly. I remember when I was both an undergrad and graduate student, and you don't learn things like how to install your work, how to light your work, how to ship your work. You're really focused when you're in school on the conceptual nature of what you're making, as well as just the skill level of how to create what you want to create. But that extension of how to become a professional artist is often skipped in both undergraduate and graduate programs, and so we want to provide that for these students.
One of the things that site is offering this spring is a chance to see work by some of the scholar alums. Mm-hmm. What kind of work are people going to be able to take a look at?
Again, the work is really varied. We have a gallery in the building, so the young artists will be showing with the international artists that we show at site. We have in that show, I mean, painters, photographers, you know, someone's working in digital media. So it's a whole range. We're not dictating a theme, and it was by choice. So we had 15 who were offered the opportunity, and 6 of them decided that they were ready to rise to the challenge. And then we work intimately with those students to help them present their work in a professional setting.
Part of the goal, I know, is to increase student audiences mm-hmm. at museums, at site, and other galleries. Have you noticed that this seems to be effective?
Thankfully, it's successful. We're only in the third year of the program, and almost immediately we had an increase in people in their 20s coming to our events and programs, because not only do the site scholars come, but they bring their friends. It's really meaningful for us to have at a lecture space a mix of our typical demographic, which tend to be retirees, and people in their 20s. It's like a really lovely combination, and it creates a certain energy in our programs that's incredibly meaningful. So I feel really grateful that it has been successful. And I think when you give something to someone, again, the spirit of generosity, then they're more invested and they want to connect and engage in their own way.
Joanne Lafrac is the Director of Education and Outreach at Site Santa Fe. The internationally known Contemporary Arts Center is located in the Santa Fe rail yard. The newest group of young Site Scholars will be inaugurated in a public event on March 27th. For information, visit sitesantafe.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.